Welcome to episode 957 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Paul's letter to the Philippians provides several important revelations about Jesus that highlight various aspects of his nature, his work, and his relationship with believers.
Today's top 10 list.
10 key revelations from the book of Philippians.
Number 1.
Jesus is the source of joy. Philippians 4 verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Paul's emphasis on joy in the letter to the Philippians is remarkable, especially given his circumstances of imprisonment. This joy is not dependent on external situations but is deeply rooted in the relationship with Jesus Christ. Paul repeatedly encourages the Philippians to rejoice in the Lord, which indicates that their joy should stem from their union with Christ. Paul writes to the Philippians from a place of hardship, yet his letter is filled with joy and encouragement. This contrast highlights that true Christian joy transcends circumstances and is anchored in Christ. Believers are encouraged to find our joy in Jesus, regardless of life's trials and tribulations. This joy is a fruit of the Spirit and a testimony to the transformative power of Christ in a believer's life. It serves as a source of strength and resilience. The joy in the Lord acts as a safeguard against anxiety and despair. It fosters a positive outlook, enabling believers to face challenges with a hopeful perspective. It also impacts our witness to others, showing the world a different kind of joy that is firm and enduring.
Number 2.
Jesus is the humble servant. Philippians 2, verses 5 to 8. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Paul presents a profound theological statement about Jesus' nature and mission in what is often called the Christ hymn of Philippians 2. This passage reveals the humility and servanthood of Jesus, who, despite being God, did not cling to his divine privileges, but emptied himself and became human. The term kenosis comes from the Greek word used here for made himself nothing, or emptied himself. It describes Jesus' voluntary relinquishment of his divine prerogatives to fully identify with humanity. Jesus' servanthood is evident in his incarnation and his ultimate act of humility, dying on the cross. This challenges believers to adopt the same attitude of humility and selflessness in our relationships. Jesus' obedience to the Father, even to the point of a humiliating and painful death, exemplifies the ultimate act of love and sacrifice. This serves as a model for Christians to follow, emphasizing obedience and self-sacrifice in our lives.
Number 3.
Jesus as exalted Lord. Philippians 2, verses 9 to 11. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place, and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Following the description of Jesus' humility and obedience, Paul highlights his exaltation. Because of his sacrificial obedience, God exalted Jesus to the highest place and bestowed on him the name above every name. Jesus' exaltation by God the Father underscores his victory over sin and death. It affirms his divine authority and the honor due to him as Lord of all. The passage indicates that every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. This signifies universal recognition of Jesus' lordship, transcending all realms, heavenly, earthly, and under the earth. Jesus' lordship brings glory to God the Father. This revelation emphasizes that acknowledging Jesus as Lord is integral to glorifying God. For believers, it means living in a way that honors and proclaims his lordship. Understanding Jesus as the exalted Lord calls believers to live in submission to his authority and to proclaim his lordship to the world. It also offers hope and assurance of his ultimate victory and the future reality of his reign.
Number 4.
Jesus as the model for unity. Philippians 2, 1-2. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Paul appeals to the Philippians to be united in love and purpose. He underscores the importance of unity in the Christian community, which should be modeled after the unity found in Christ. Jesus is the central figure who unites believers. Through him, we all share in the same spirit and are called to express the same love and compassion. Believers are encouraged to set aside personal differences and conflicts, focusing instead on our shared identity in Christ. This unity fosters a strong and supportive community that can more effectively witness to the world.
Number 5.
Jesus is the strengthener. Philippians 4:13. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Paul declares his ability to endure all circumstances through the strength provided by Jesus. This statement comes in the context of discussing contentment in all situations. Believers are empowered by Jesus to face trials, challenges, and various situations in life. His strength is sufficient for all our needs. This verse encourages believers to rely on Jesus for our strength and endurance, knowing that he equips us to handle whatever comes our way. It highlights the importance of dependence on Christ rather than on one's own abilities.
Number 6.
Jesus is the source of peace. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Paul speaks about the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding, which is available through Christ. Jesus provides a peace that is beyond human comprehension, one that guards the hearts and minds of believers against anxiety and fear. This peace acts as a protective guard, offering us inner tranquility and stability even in tumultuous times. It emphasizes the importance of maintaining a close relationship with Jesus to experience this divine peace.
Number 7.
Jesus is the provider. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Paul reassures the Philippians that God will supply all their needs through Christ, just as they have been generous in supporting his ministry. Jesus is the channel through which God's riches and blessings are distributed, ensuring our needs are met. This verse calls us to trust in God's provision through Jesus, reinforcing the idea that God's resources are abundant and available to those who are in Christ.
Number 8.
Jesus is the object of Paul's pursuit. Philippians 3:8-10. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. Paul reveals his deepest desire is to know Christ intimately, valuing this above all else.
Number 9.
Jesus is the example of obedience. Philippians 2:8. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Jesus' obedience, even to the point of death, serves as the ultimate example for believers.
Number 10.
Jesus is the focus of Christian living. Philippians 1 verse 21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Paul emphasizes that Christ is the central purpose and focus of life, showing that living is for Christ and dying is gain, because when we are resurrected, we will be with our Lord. These revelations in the book of Philippians offer profound insights into the character and work of Jesus, highlighting his humility, lordship, empowering presence, and centrality to the Christian faith and life. Father, thank you for revealing the fullness of Jesus' character and work through the book of Philippians. Help us to live in the joy, unity, and peace that Christ provides, and to follow his example of humility and obedience. May we prioritize our relationship with Jesus above all else and faithfully proclaim his lordship in our lives. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.